morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 start time on the agenda for a meeting with county attorneys for legal staff updates and to consider action items. Make note that the first action item that's on the agenda this morning, we will consider later. There's some late-minute considerations that it's not ready for consideration before the board. So I'll move on down to second bullet point is action item to consider treasurer's tax change adjustments by PIN for September 2025. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. This morning brought to you is the tax total adjustments by PIN for September. There's quite a bit of activity, as you can see on there. And what this is for is because we were doing some cleanup in the state of Idaho, or state of Idaho Transportation has bought several properties. And they paid us taxes, but the process that the assessor's office uses, it doesn't calculate any taxes for the entire year. So I just went in and made the taxes the same of the amount of money that we actually had from a previous payment. So that's
what that is doing. Okay.
This is about, yes. Okay. Yes, and there was just a couple transferring from mobile home accounts onto the land account. For non-payment of taxes.
Okay.
Chairman, I'm in favor of approving the treasurer's tax PIN adjustments for the period of September 1 through the 30th of 2025, and that's my motion as presented.
Second.
Okay. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And thanks for showing that detail. Sometimes you read that and you go, something's happening behind the scenes, but I can't really discern from the report. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. All right. Next action item is consider resolution establishing an investment policy for Canyon County. Went too far.
So the reason behind this is I was looking at the investment policy and it looked like it needed to be done, make it more official looking for a big part. Not too much has changed on it, just redesigned it a little bit and added a few new things with everything that has changed recently. And Melissa wants to highlight a few major points of the change.
As Jennifer just stated, we haven't updated it since 2013. So we figured it needed a little updating. We had Chris, our investment manager, help us with this. He's well versed in that. He helps all the counties in our state update the investment policy. And we wanted to update it because rating standards have changed and best practices have changed. As you can tell, we've added the county seal. It's more readable compared to the old one and the new one. It still follows Idaho code. We've added an alphabetized list. It emphasizes that we're federally insured deposits and quality standards. The new requirements, we have to have a minimum of A or better rating from nationally rating agencies, in addition to FDIC and collateral rules, that we diversify our our products. So basically, it just improves safety of taxpayer funds, it expands our risk management tools, and it provides greater clarity and accountability. So that's why we updated it. We want to keep it updated every 3 years or so.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a request, and I appreciate as we move toward the development of policy and a policy manual, and this has been attached to our calendar, but I think the thing that we're missing is that the board hasn't reviewed, the content of that with legal. So I would anticipate, and Chairman, help me out, or Chief Operating, or Commissioner Brooks, that there would be the development of policy in tandem with legal. Maybe that's happened. I don't know that. And then it would go to our chief operating officer for review, who is putting all that policy together, and then come for presentation to the board with the opportunity to ask our legal where those change points are at. So I guess what I'm saying is I would prefer to not adopt this today, have it be an action item, and come back as a workshop. I am in favor of reviewing these. We have another one that's a request with an old resolution with the former clerk's name on it. I don't want to do business like that. And so respectfully said, that would be my ask, is that we table this until we can go through that more thoroughly. Chief, do you want to weigh in on that? Or
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, what I can say is during the budget we asked for a policy analyst, but it's been defined as I'm taking the lead on that. So we're trying to put together a policy-wide handbook, has all the policies gathered into one stop. And so having these reviewed through the board, maybe myself, legal, and the entity requesting to have it all cohesive, have the opportunity for the board to see that before it's being presented would be good. And that's really the rubric we're trying to get through.
Mr. Chairman, do you have a copy of the current one that we can compare to?
I sent it. It was sent.
I think the old one and the new one
was sent
as an attachment. But if not, we can definitely send you the...
This document here was not sent, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
This would have been extremely helpful.
Okay. I have also a more thorough one.
Oh, you have a more thorough one?
Mm-hmm.
Could you send that to us? That would be
Perfect. Super
helpful.
This was just for today, just a highlight.
Highlight.
A more thorough one of what exactly was changed that I created.
Okay.
Yep.
I would suggest if then we have that document, if you could send that, and then let's get on the agenda a workshop that we could discuss it on the record of what the changes are going to be, and then we can have it set as a workshop with a possible decision at the end. However, whatever makes sense, this will really help succinct that.
Perfect.
All right. So, Greg, can you help the board get that, work with them to set up a future workshop time to go over this in detail, and we'll get your full version of this sent in and disperse that to the board, and we'll get a date certain for the workshop. Am I okay to say that we could have a potential decision at the end of the workshop? Then that would eliminate.
I think so. Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. And
so let's do it. Workshop/decision. Okay. Possible decision. So I would make a motion that we continue this with a workshop preceding a possible decision to be determined by staff and put on the agenda.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Look forward to learning some more about the guidelines. I think I had some questions, but I think a workshop setting will be a super place to be able to discuss the pros and cons.
Sure, no problem.
All right, sounds good. All right, next item is consider a resolution classifying records of the Canyon County Treasurer and authorizing the destruction of certain files/records.
Yes, so like I said, we've been trying to do some cleanup, so we found several boxes of stuff in our vault, and our vault is getting full, even though we've scanned as much as possible. So we are just wanting to destroy some of our old documents that is no longer valid. And we have listed number of boxes and how many years we should be retaining them. And as you can see, we haven't cleaned out anything for quite a while, back from 2007.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. I'm sure the tax dollar adjustments from 1998 are extremely important on a day-to-day basis.
Got to, yeah.
Yes, okay.
We're going to be looking at those anytime soon.
Yes.
Chairman, I'm in favor of moving forward with this. It's something we do for all offices and departments. And the retention records are in the handbook, so this is a go. Thank you.
Good thing. Okay. All right. And legal, you just looked at this is boilerplate resolution, I would assume.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. All right. Any other discussion, or is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution classifying records of the Canyon County Treasurer and authorizing the destruction of certain files and records as presented.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. And then next action item is consider signing a resolution authorizing the inclusion of certain charges other than property taxes on tax notices.
So this one is a yearly meeting that we have for all the cities that would cities and some county proper county departments that want to add additional charges onto the taxes for non-payment. And this year we have the City of Caldwell, City of Nampa, City of Parma, and the Canyon County Development Services and weed control, weed gopher control, which I don't think is on this one. And I know I sent you all the information, and there is a letter in here from the previous administration that was dated back in 2014. I believe that's the last time that it has been updated. So that was on the radar to update that with present documentation and present names. Maybe just didn't have time, and this is not a requirement to file the request for the specials to be added on.
Okay, and Chairman, may I ask a question?
Yes.
That was where I was going to go next. There is an attachment for the Caldwell and Nampa cities that references Title 50, Chapter 10 of Finances on 5C-1008 on the collection of special assessments. So with that being said, I had a conversation with the treasurer yesterday, and she said that it was the City of Parma that forwarded the letter from former Clerk Yamamoto, as well as the resolution that dates back to 2014. Given the Idaho state statute, do we need those documents attached? Number one, that's my first question.
You should address who you're asking the question.
I'm looking at Deputy PA okay. McRae.
Sorry, which pages are you looking at specifically?
I'm looking at, so there's two separate things that are happening here. There's a tax roll special assessments for the City of Caldwell, and then there's also one for the City of Nampa. That's the group that has included the state statute of Title 50, Chapter 10, so it's collection of special assessments. Is that different than what would apply to the request by the City of Parma? And that one is a weed abatement, I think. I haven't figured out yet on the detail that was attached. It's just have a claim of lien on that from Parma, but it really doesn't say what it's for. So that's a question I have in there as well. It's an abatement, but I don't know if it's weeds or I don't know.
I am not sure. I would need more time to look into it.
And that's a fair question. I am assuming that because a board signed a resolution 14-027 that it was necessary, maybe it predates the statute, that it was, necessary to have something that allowed the board to attach a lien like that where it's not property tax. But my other problem in there is that with the dated information and the former administration, there's a $5 administrative fee. I talked with the treasurer yesterday and we were trying to get a rubric established, and what she suggested that I think is a viable idea is to have the fee be tied to a percentage of the abatement charges. Do you want to speak more to that?
That was a topic of conversation at a treasurer's conference in August, and some counties charge a flat fee, some counties charge a percentage. So I think we'd really have to look at our process and see which would be more beneficial.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
In the direction we would like to proceed.
So, Chairman, what I might want to suggest, and I would welcome you and Commissioner Brooks to weigh in, is that we approve the tax roll, so the resolution authorizing the inclusion of certain charges for Nampa and Caldwell, and that we table the request, or maybe we table them all. I don't know. I find myself in the same position as Deputy PA McRae. I don't have enough information on what we're trying to accomplish and what we're putting charges on, particularly for the Parma one, whether the resolution is necessary. It obviously needs updated if it is. And then I would have great reservation in signing anything with a previous clerk's letterhead attached to it. It needs to be updated, and then it needs to reflect current commissioners supporting that continued resolution, in my humble opinion. But
question to the clerk is time of the essence for this decision today, or do we have any slow, not clerk, treasurer? Thank you. Brain misfired between the mouth and the brain. Is it time of the essence for this piece of business, or do we have a couple days?
We are starting to do our tax roll process for 2025, so it is important, but we could wait a few days to clear this up before we sign. We do have a couple. Next week would be fine.
Okay.
We could have a decision by then.
All right. Diana, can you look up Monday or Tuesday? We could add it on Tuesday. Yeah. Would Tuesday be okay? That would give legal. I'm concerned that legal's been asked a question that they need to research, and I don't want to steamroll over the legal when they need to research it.
Yes, question. Tuesday would be fine.
Okay, so if that's a case, I would rather that we handle them all at once, and then by Tuesday we would know if we don't want to handle the Parma one.
Okay.
So I would make a motion then that we continue this to the Tuesday morning staff legal update and put that on the agenda. So that's a motion.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you both Tuesday morning.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, next action item is consider resolution authorizing the transfer of funds to the Juvenile Detention Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. That's on hold. All right. Who's presenting?
Well, I guess I'll start.
All right.
This is the first year, and as long as I've been a director, that I've been before you to ask to transfer funds that we budgeted in the 2025 budget, that we budgeted for juvenile detention. Traditionally, I believe the auditor's office has done that. So this year, there's some change, and so I'm here asking to formally transfer funds that we had in our budget for FY 2025 to the Juvenile Detention Center.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So thank you, Director Catalano, for being here. Help me remember correctly the conversation that you had with Director Brown. I thought there was a split agreement to share some of those cigarette tax funds already in place, but maybe that was a different, because I know you get lottery and all of that. I thought you had an agreement to work with them on sharing some of those funds that come from the state.
Well, we do, Commissioner, and every year we do. I have budgeted put money in our budget to transfer these funds. So that is what the agreement
okay.
has. The number or amount of money has fluctuated depending on the money that we've received from the Department of Juvenile Corrections. This has been done for as long as I've known.
Okay.
I've been here, and so there is an agreement, and this just formalizes the transfer from one budget to the Juvenile Detention Center.
Thank you for clarifying that. I misunderstood what you said initially, so I appreciate that. I'm totally in favor of this. This is what we've done based on the agreements with Director Brown.
Kyle, do you see any issue?
Chairman, Commissioners, I don't see anything wrong with this. Like I said, this is what's been done traditionally in the past. It's just switching it to the probably coming from the proper channel.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right. Legal, have you reviewed this?
Yes, we have, and you will notice one discrepancy between just what's in the resolution and what's in the attachment, just as far as those numbers go.
Yeah.
But we felt it made more sense to have it at showing as a credit to the Juvenile Detention Center, and so that's why we made that change.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for doing that, okay. Yeah, I would be in favor of it then. Any discussion or a motion?
You have two debits on here.
I think it's just the way it is on the paper. It wasn't set up that way.
This is
today's document.
Okay.
That's what.
The one we're gonna sign's right, so.
Last I saw, I knew they were in the right.
This is what I have, and it shows debit credit.
Okay, yeah.
What's on our old technical screen over here? It's old news.
Okay. I know visually it looked right on my screen.
So with that, Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution authorizing the transfer of funds to the Juvenile Detention Center as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you for bringing that to us. Okay. Next action item on the agenda is consider resolution authorizing quick claim deeds to memorialize a lot adjustment on county-owned parcels.
Morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we're here this morning to do quick claim deeds on three new parcels out on our Pond Lane property. And so this kind of just gives us a pretty much a 30-foot buffer around this property. And it actually, one of the parcels will entertain the easement that we have for the utilities as well.
Okay.
So again, before I can record this with the recorder's office, I have to have the board sign off on these quick claim deeds. And then as soon as they're signed, I will get these recorded through.
All right.
Chairman, I thank you for telling us how wide that easement is. I looked at the schematics, dividing that out. So three parcels out there, and I just needed clarification. I understand the reason that we're doing this. I am in favor for it. I would like to know, are we teed up for this, Chairman, today? Or
Yep. This is going forward with the overall plan.
Okay, and I appreciate that. So I'm in favor.
Okay. Any other discussion, Commissioner Brooks?
I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman.
Well, if there's no more discussion, I would entertain a motion then to proceed.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution authorizing quick claim deeds to memorialize a lot adjustment on county-owned parcels.
I second.
All right.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Yep, Chairman, we have our land use Deputy PA Wesley here, and he looks like he has some comments on that.
Chairman, I just wanted to note to make sure after you sign the resolution, each of the three deeds needs authorized by the board as well.
I'd make a motion that we authorize their signature on the three separate deeds also.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Let's take a 2 or 3 minutes here and get these signed.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your work.
Make sure I got that signature line. Yes, that should have been all three.
Thank you.
that done. Next action item is to, consider signing a resolution authorizing the transfer of funds for reimbursement of professional services provided to Canaan County Solid Waste. So legally, you've reviewed this and presenting this as a resolution this morning?
Correct. Okay. Legal's reviewed, drafted, and noticed it up.
Okay. Greg, you have any comments? This is literally the decisions made from prior budget.
So, yeah, Mr. Chair,
shops.
If you look at the resolution, there's actually a memo in there, and I'm sure I was on that one on your letterhead for the board. This is the 20% transfer admin fee we do at the end of the budget year for all the services we provide to the landfill and the enterprise fund. So this is a transfer from enterprise fund into current expense, and that's the authorization for that. This year we're doing a little bit different. The clerk and the controllers typically sign that in the past, but we're shifting that over to where that it's coming from the board, because the board sets those fees through the budget process. So every year this 20% for FY25 was discussed through the process and approved and allocated as an expense on the landfill side, a revenue on the current expense side. So this is the transfer for that.
Okay. So I think that all of the decisionary parts have been on the record prior, and I agree with what that is, and I'm perfectly fine for the board to be the signatories on it. So
right.
It makes sense. I talked to the Comptroller a little bit about this, and I agree with their positions that where I'm not going to use the word arbitrary is not correct. It is a decision that the board makes what the value is, and if it's our decision, I'm okay with signing that. So,
and Chairman, may I follow that comment?
Yes.
I do appreciate the chief generating the letter of explanation that details costs, tipping fees, it ensures the safety and the integrity of the fund balance for closure, and where I think that we're very, not just solvent, but in a very good position on that. And so you are correct, and I've wrestled with this myself on whether or not, what the appropriate amount is, but the county does provide a lot of legal service and support through IT, the expansion of the landfill over the past several years, the inclusion of a gas system, and all of that is complicated. We have a good director. The value of those services provided to a separate fund, I think coming back to the county is right and in the best interest holistically for us. So thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chairman, for your comments. I'm in favor of moving forward with this.
Mr. Chair, if you don't mind.
Yes.
So the content of the letter, those numbers have actually been validated through the numbers, and the content of that letter came from the controller with a letterhead that I signed, but I validated and working with the controller on this. And every year that's being evaluated on those numbers.
Those numbers.
Make sure they're relevant.
And
I would make a note to the public that the state of Idaho has gifted the authority and responsibility to the counties for the landfill. And as you can well imagine, because of the vast difference between the 44 counties, that varies widely. But listening to the woes of other counties and county commissioners and wrestling with their solid waste landfill issues, ours is running very well. And it's in a good place where it needs to be. And I am very comfortable with this and what we're trying to do. If you look at our agenda, I don't even know if there's a month that goes by that solid waste is not on the agenda. It's a frequent flyer because it's way more complicated than putting your solid waste on a trailer or in a pickup and going through the tipping fee and dumping it. There's a lot more going on there than just what meets the eye. So
yep, that's well said, Chairman.
So I'd entertain either more discussion or a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Kenny County Board of Commissioners authorizing the transfer of funds for reimbursement of professional services from Landfill Enterprise Fund to current expense as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. All right. The next action item is coming up, and it's open proposals for the Animal Shelter Services Project. And so is Wesley going to do this, or is Aaron? I probably need you to.
Sure, I'm not really sure. So Chairman, Board, we have, it looks like, two proposals that came in from two different organizations. Haven Incorporated received, it looks like, yesterday at 10:05 a.m., October 29th, to be specific. And then West Valley Humane Society received October 29th at 12:04 p.m. So it just needs to be a record made that those were received and will be reviewed by the board. And looks like they're timely as well.
There. That was my question. Were they received within the state? Okay.
They received yesterday.
Okay.
So they were received yesterday. So we're going to hand this off to advisory committee, and it's going to be in Canyon County, and at this point, members, unappointed members from City of Caldwell, City of Nampa. And we will look at, since they're the largest contributors along with the county, we're going to look at the qualifications and go through a review process that ranks these two submittals. And then that group will come back with a written advisement for the Board of County Commissioners to consider.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So in that process, this has garnered a lot of public attention because people, rightly so, care about animals in the community. We're in process of working, as you've indicated, with the cities, but is there a possibility, if these don't meet a standard of, I guess, what we're looking for in animal control? I don't know that until recently we've had even a definition of what it is that the current provider is really doing, as far as were we sure, and maybe what I'll say is the request by the public, we received more emails yesterday asking for the board to evaluate. This is really a separate 501c3, as we put on the record all the time, but there is an interest because it's housed in a county building on the services that are provided and what people want to see. There's been a lot of good ideas that have been generated, but if we fall short of that, do we have the ability to come back with a second request for proposals? Or how does that work?
I think it's a blank sheet of paper at this point, and we're handing it over to an independent advisory committee to rank the criteria of what they believe needs to be there, and whether the value is there, and whether the public is being dealt with fairly. And they're gonna look at that and come back to us with an advisement. So I think that your concerns is still a valid part, that could be addressed by that committee, or who knows, we may end up with a proposal that meets all of our expectations, and that's not needed to be considered. The gulf of difference of specific interests that are highly motivated in the county, we're not going to be able to necessarily appease some of those points of view, because we have to look at this as the whole county, not as one specific kind of animal or how we dealt with that or not dealt with that. We just have to follow a process that is generic and even-handed at this point, and see what we have as proposals.
Yep.
Again, these are sealed, and they will be opened to those committees at that point. The board is not going to be pre-prejudiced about them. That'll go through this subcommittee first, and they will come back with a recommendation.
Chairman, can I ask another question? We have Director Williams here, who really has been significantly involved with the workings of the that whole humane operation and the leadership there. In this process, if I can't ask the question, just say you can ask that, but is there a consideration for a low-cost spay and neuter program? Will that be considered in the provided services going forward? We get requests for that. Boise's had it. It's on. It's off. It's hard to fund, but where are we at with that?
I think it's a...
Chair Holton and the board, we kept it for animal services as we defined at the start of this when it came to sheltering and housing animals. And then and then animal care within the county. And
okay.
So based off the applications that we may receive, that we have received, we'll look at and see if they offer that within their budget and their criteria. I know in the past when I had conversations with different organizations discussing this, it came to a financial constraint. And so we'll see what they're at with their budgets as well as how they define and where they're coming at with their prices.
Right. And thank you for putting that on the record. That really was the heart of what I wanted you to get to, that these services come with a cost. And so if the community wants to see that, then that those dollars have to come from somewhere. And this late in the game, this board identified that there was a need to reevaluate our position and the services that were being provided and the dollar amounts. It took everybody by surprise, really, the cost that it takes to run a shelter. And I want to say thank you. You've been right in there with your sleeves rolled up. It's a heavy lift. And thank you for what you've done to get us to this point.
And Chairman, just a clarification, this isn't an animal control RFP. There's some things that come in, like impoundments and things like that, but this is just services, adoption, licensing, that kind of thing, just to clarify for the record, that's what this RFP is for.
Thank you.
If we could, can we have staff with this agenda item repost the RFP with this agenda item on this line. So it reconfirms what we're talking about. We're not talking about the full meal deal, and we're not talking about Canyon County operating the animal shelter. We're asking for proposals for another entity to run this facility. Somewhere, somehow, that is continually lost on the public. And that's not what this is about. This is those independent proposals for them to live and operate within our facility and to do this, not for the county to do it.
Yeah. And Chair Holton and the board speaking on that, I think that's a great idea to just by clarity. And then also on a transparent side, thinking of, I have a press release already prepared for this discussing the applications that we received, and then just to be more transparent on that forefront.
Perfect. All
Thank
right.
you.
Chief, do you have any other points?
Sure, not at this point.
Okay, all right.
You do have some questions for Director Williams, but yeah, we can work on the minutiae of this.
Okay, all right. All right, so for the record, I would make a motion that we acknowledge that we have received these two submittals, and we will put them on our record on the agenda that they're there. And again, what the RFP is that they have submitted against. And I would make a motion that we accept them and hand them over to the subcommittee for them to analyze and to give recommendation back to the board.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, so we have it as an action item to open proposals for the Animal Shelter Services Project, and I believe that we just took care of that in the prior motion that we just voted on. All right, next action item is consider resolution granting a changed alcohol beverage license to the Har West Group, LLC. And do we have any comments? Has that been reviewed? And we can also delay consideration of the alcoholic beverage licenses till after executive session time?
Sure.
All right. Do I have consensus, Commissioner Van Beek, that we can just delay the alcohol licenses?
That would be fine, Chairman. Excuse me. It looks like this is just a name change they're doing business as.
Right.
The first
right.
one.
Yeah.
Physical address yeah. change.
That's and fine with me.
TVA. Okay, so let's hold that, and then the following two resolutions granting new alcoholic beverage licenses till later in the morning.
Okay.
And so we'll leave this agenda block open, and we will then turn our direction towards executive session. And is there discussion, Chief?
Mr. Chair, we have actually two items that we need to go into executive session for under DNF, and there's two topics. One, they're both litigious matters, but one was requested by the assessor with legal's update to the board. The other one is requested by Chief Deputy Bazzoli to talk about a litigious matter.
Mr. Chairman, I have a third one that I was just informed about this morning between the health district and our development services.
Okay, that provides a topic then, and then we'll also on ours, the topic is just update on open and pending litigations.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D for records exempt and F to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
All right.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton is yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session. Thank you.